The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, here we are looking for trouble. That's what they do at New Constructs. They look for good opportunities and bad ones because they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something attractive? Well, typically it's that you're not seeing the real picture and the real value in the company. And what makes something dangerous? Well, that's that the picture you're seeing is misleading. How do they decide that? Well, at New Constructs, they dig in at the bottom, at the footnotes level, and then work their way up, trying to get a true picture of what the numbers are saying. They then evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. David Trainer comes here to talk about something that you need to be nervous about each and every week. By the way, they also blog about their danger zone picks. So if you hear something here and you want more information, you should go to newconstructs.com. There you can learn about the system, about the most attractive and most dangerous stocks. You can get the blog to read more about their danger zone pick. They're on Twitter at New Constructs right now. David Trainer is here. David, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Tesla.
Yeah, so it's Tesla Motors, and instead of just saying
danger, danger,
I played the skid and crash sounder. Did I go overboard with skid and crash on Tesla Motors TSLA? Should I have just simply said danger, or yeah, crash is coming?
No, I think it's. I mean, look, we already had a SpaceX rocket blow up on the launch pad, right? But it's okay because we're going to colonize Mars, right? I mean, this is where we are. This is the catalyst, right? When the escalating chain of promises from Elon Musk kind of get to the ridiculous, right? A big research house points out they're going to need about $12 billion in capital. He tweets out later, we're not going to need capital, and we're going to colonize Mars. I mean, to me, who really believes this stuff? I mean, the numbers are what they are. We're saying they're going to need more capital because we see the cash flow. Of course, we focus on the cash flow, and we reverse all the distortions with respect to GAAP earnings and non-GAAP earnings. And speaking of non-GAAP, Tesla's like the worst. The SEC practically had to threaten to put him in jail before he stopped misrepresenting his revenue. So the smoke and mirrors here is serious. There's a lot of smoke, whether it's coming from the blow up on the launch pad. But Elon has had a real talent for captivating the investing public around what he's doing. He's accomplished some amazing things. And I'm not saying Tesla's a bad car. I'm not saying SolarCity's a bad company. I'm saying they're not making any money. They're losing a lot of money. And I think equity investors are in trouble when it comes to Tesla.
This is a stock that has plenty of shorts working against it. That automatically makes it something that you can expect a little bit of volatility to. When you look at a stock and you're trying to put a fair value on it and you're trying to look at things, here you believe you've got a catalyst. You certainly have pressure, like I said, from the shorts to beat it down. Does that mean it can be worse in a situation where there are a lot of shorts on a stock? Does that sometimes make the fall from grace worse?
No, I mean, it can actually have the opposite effect. You know, you get a short squeeze. You know, if the stock starts to move up at all, then all the people that are short have to cover their positions and turn around and buy the stock to cover their position in order to meet the margin call because they're down money because they're short. So it can have the opposite effect. Now, I think with the short, the high amount of shorts on a stock just means that the market mentality is shifting. You know, I think one of the best investors of our time, especially on the short side, Jim Chanos, he's recently come out quite public against Tesla. You know, it's not like we haven't known. Tesla's been in the danger zone before. I mean, the economics of the business have been questionable, to say the least. You know, it's been smart that a lot of people stayed away when we were still in the go-go days, when interest rates were still going down, when Netflix was still going way up, when it was easier to remain in suspended disbelief of reality. But when you hear high-profile guys like a Jim Chanos come out and say what they've said about being short Tesla, I think that signals. I think that's a catalyst. It should be a catalyst for investors to recognize that people aren't really willing to listen to the propaganda anymore. Propaganda doesn't work anymore.
This is a stock currently trading at somewhere near $200 a share. How out of whack is that valuation? What is a better, more realistic price on the stock?
To justify that price, I love this question always because I like how precise we can be on this stuff. And this is the benefit of having robust models. But to justify that price, Tesla has to immediately achieve margins equal to Ford and General Motors. That's a 6% net operating profit after tax margin, which compares to negative 18% today. Then they have to grow revenues by 40% compounded annually for over a decade. So simultaneously grow and improve profitability by a staggering amount. That's what $198 has in it. So look, just from that alone, the expectations here are kind of out of whack. Not to mention the fact that they've got a whole bunch more competition in the business now than they did before. That big lead they had, it's going away. Toyota, General Motors, Ford, Honda, they all have competing cars in the one area of the business where Tesla hopes to be profitable, which is in the more middle market. So the business is increasingly boxed in from all sides in terms of where you think they have an avenue for potential profit growth.
What would be a price that would be, you know, a no growth type of value or fair growth type of value that you'd put on the stock?
If they can still achieve those margins, but they only grow revenue by around 30% for a decade, then we're talking $70 a share.
And that's still a tall order.
Oh, it's still a really tall order.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this kind of work that we do. Look, if you care about risk, you know, I'm not talking about momentum risk. If you care about real risk in your portfolio, are you putting money on something that is truly overpriced on a fundamental cash flow perspective? You know, our models make this so obvious. I mean, going from negative 18 to 6%, and that's tomorrow, right? That's what our model says. Like for 2017, they're going to be at a 6% margin. So when they grow revenues at 30% compounded annual, that's all going to the bottom line. The chances of that drastic turnaround in profitability actually happening are virtually impossible.
Yeah, I was going to say slim and none, and probably none is ready to leave town. So it's why Tesla Motors, TSLA, well, even at $70 a share, that's still off well over 50%, and it could get a lot worse than that. It's why Tesla's in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
If you want more information on Tesla, on new constructs, on why they're in the danger zone, on how they do it, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. The Money Life Market Call is next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.